Syndicalism or Citizenship by H. G. Wells, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Is a railway porter a railway porter first and a man afterwards, or is he a man first and incidentally a railway porter? That is the issue between this tawdrification of trade unionism, which is called syndicalism, and the ideals of that great state, that great commonweal, towards which the constructive forces in our civilization tend. Are we to drift on to a disastrous intensification of our present specialization of labor as labor, or are we to set to work steadfastly upon a vast social reconstruction which will close this widening breach and rescue our community from its present dependence upon the reluctant and present the insurgent toil of a wages-earning proletariat? Regarded as a project of social development, syndicalism is ridiculous. Regarded as an illuminating and unintentionally ironical complement to the implicit theories of our present social order, it is worthy of close attention. The dream of the syndicalist is an impossible social fragmentation. The transport service is to be a democratic republic. The mines are to